Welcome back to KSL Sports, KSL News Radio. Mitch Harper here with BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff here at spring football. And Jake, the quarterback battle, I think everyone's talking about it on the outside. What's the intensity of this quarterback battle, if at all, between you and Gary right now?
I honestly wouldn't say there's any like rival intensity. Like, me and Gary get along really well, and we have a lot of fun together. We feed off each other's energy and stuff like that. So, you know, we're not worried about, you know, being enemies, you know what I mean, off the field. It's just like, you go do your thing, I go do mine when I'm in. And so it's not hard to be cool with the guy when you're not actually right in front of him every play. It's just like, you're in, then he's in. So no, it's great. It's a love push competition. It makes everybody better.
So it's gotta be a lot of fun then, the relationship between
you
guys.
Yeah. Me and Gary have a lot of fun. It's great.
What's the objectives that you're looking to achieve personally and as a team on the offensive side for this team in these 15 practices?
Just develop as an offense. I talked to some of the guys, and we feel like we're miles ahead of where we were last year at this point. And so, like, just keep developing on the nuances and stuff, getting with those guys, and especially guys that have been in the offense, getting that cohesion together, getting that thing. So I'm excited for it. I think we got a lot of promise coming into this spring.
Am I off, Jake? And coming out of that game at Stillwater, I was there in Oklahoma State. It was a high emotion game how it finished. And it just felt like there was that outcome. I mean, it was tough in the moment, but in a way it felt like it brought a lot of guys back to where there's like this urgency and momentum that maybe hasn't been here in years past. Am I off? Like, does it feel like there's kind of this how the season ended last year is really kind of motivating guys right now?
No, there's no doubt. I mean, the way we finished those last two games, even I'd throw Oklahoma and Lavelle in there also, because like, we went and competed against the best in the nation. One team went on to the Big 12 championship. The other team was the next bid in the Big 12 championship. We got the confidence to go do it. Our offense started figuring things out towards the end of the year, and we started rolling a little bit. And to be honest, like, we've picked up right where we left off last season. And so, like, we're super excited. We're ready to go. We understand what this offense can do. Even though we didn't do it last year, we were starting to do it, and we're starting to get that mojo together, and the guys really believe in it. I'll tell you what, the guys really believe in what we can do because we did it against the best at the end of last year.
And how much confidence do you have in this playbook and what Aaron Roderick expects for you? He just noted with us that you're kind of like a new guy, like you're taking a step forward here.
Yeah, I mean, I was a new guy a year ago, and it was like warming up to the offense and figuring things out. It was the first time I took a real snap under center. I was in gun and JUCO in high school. And so, yeah, no, it's the maturing into the offense is a real thing, and it's awesome. It's going out there with a different mindset now. It's like I've banked all these reps, and I know how most plays turn out versus what coverages and stuff like that, so I know what to expect. So it's just super exciting to go out there with every opportunity. It's a new opportunity, and I just treat it like that, and it's awesome. This offense can flourish.
You noted last week that you were putting some work with John Beck. How did that come to be? Was that something that you were doing last year, or did that kind of materialize this past winter?
Yeah, so obviously when I came to BYU, the connection was made pretty quickly. You know what I mean? He's out of Huntington Beach. He's out of Golden West College, and I went there my first JUCO. So, like, I'd seen those guys thrown on the field. I'd actually thrown with them one time. I didn't know who John Beck was at the time. I was throwing with one of the other coaches. But it was easy to make that. It was last summer I went out there and really had my first, like, you know, mini camp with John, and Keaton was out there with me. So that was cool. And then right after the season, it was the first thing. I'm like, I'm home. What else should I be doing other than being with John at Echo of the West? And it's sunny Southern California, so you don't got to worry about weather. And so, John's great. I mean, the guy's a pro, and his IQ for every little thing about the game, everything little thing about quarterback is so high that I just feed off of that, and I just be asking questions left and right just to get some information. And because that guy's got some knowledge of the game, and he's helped me out in an incredible amount.
How much has it helped with, you know, executing on offense in spring ball to have wide receivers like Chase Roberts, Darius Laster back, Cody Epps, a lot of options, and Keelan Marion, pretty much everyone's back.
Yeah, no, that's one of the biggest things as well. Those guys, like Keelan and Darius, didn't come in until fall camp last year, you know what I mean? So, like, that is just so big to have already the bank reps, plus now it's spring, now we get to try new things, now we get to see what he does in these different situations. It's awesome, and I love it, and so we're just taking advantage of every rep.
Has life been a little bit different for you, being now more recognized? Because you noted you were here last year in January, probably kind of a new face that not many people knew, but now you've had four starts, you've been part of this program, and you're vying to be the face of the program. I mean, is it a little bit different around town now?
I go to a basketball game. I went to the TCU game where our basketball team put on a heck of a show when they came back in that second half. And, like, we're walking out of the building. Like, you get guys who are just like, what up, Jake? Like, what's up? How you doing? And so it's cool to get that. And I'm just giving the Go Cougs right back to them. And it's pretty awesome to see that kind of support and the recognition. It's like, I got a helmet on, and they're still recognizing me at a basketball game. So that's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. It's cool to get embraced by this community.
Well, Jake, best of luck in this battle in spring and throughout this offseason. Looking forward to following it every step of the way.
Appreciate you.